The letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5716, Baruch Hashem, the eighth day of Elul Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Avosik V'chosid. Avosik V'chosid, Yishrei Lakim, the title of Yosef David Sheyichya Liner. He lived in Brooklyn. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Avracha, B'mayne al Mikhtovoi, I'm responding to your letter from the day that has two times Kitov. That's Tuesday. Tuesday, in the verse, it says two times Kitov. And he writes in the letter that they rented a new dwelling place. And he asks when and what to do with it. So, no, people used to write to the Rebbe with shorthand. They'd expect the Rebbe to know what they're saying. The Rebbe says, I don't understand exactly what your intention is. What do you mean? When? And what to do with the new apartment? What does it mean, when and what to do? So the Rebbe says, maybe the meaning you're asking me is, when is the good time to move? So the Rebbe says, it's fitting. Best is to move on the day that has two times Kitov, on a Tuesday. If it doesn't cause too much trouble. If there is trouble, so you could move also in any of the other days of the week, with the exception, the Rebbe doesn't, not on Monday and not on Wednesday. Don't move on Monday and Wednesday, move any other day. Best is Tuesday. But otherwise, you can move any other day, but not on Wednesday, Monday, not on Wednesday. So that's as far as when to move. The Rebbe tells him the tradition of the Hasidim of Anash is to bring into their new home, first of all, they bring in there a Siddur, a Chumash, a Tilim, and a Tanya. So you have the holy books. That's the first thing you move into your new home. And also to set up the mezuzahs immediately. But you don't make a bracha, the Rebbe says, as understood, without a bracha. Because outside of Israel, the first 30 days, you're not really obligated with a mezuzah. So you can't make a bracha on it, because you don't really have to put a mezuzah up yet. But we put up the mezuzah without a bracha. And the Rebbe said, on the 30th day, when you become obligated, to take one mezuzah to check it. And if possible, you exchange it for a better one, a perfect one than it. And when you put that mezuzah, you make a bracha, and you have in mind to fulfill with the blessing the whole house, all the mezuzahs that are up already. Because here you have a quandary, you have a difficulty. You want to make a bracha. You can't make a bracha before 30 days. But you don't want to be for 30 days without a mezuzah. So put up the mezuzahs right away. Take one to check, and replace it with a better one, and then you make a bracha on that one, if possible, the Rebbe says, or a better one, make a bracha on that one, and fulfill the obligation for all of the other mezuzahs of the house. The Rebbe says, for sure, you're keeping the classes of Chumash, Tilin, and Tanya, in addition to your other classes in Nigla, in the Revealed Parvata, in the Chassidus, and Rebbe blesses him for good news. Now, so he asked the Rebbe, he wasn't so clear, but Rebbe understood that his question is when to move into the new place. The Rebbe says Tuesday is best, but any other day is fine besides Monday and Wednesday. The Rebbe says what to do. First, you bring in a Siddur Chumash Til Matanya. You put up the mezuzah, the Rebbe tells him how to do it, to put on all the mezuzahs, then you take off one to check, when it comes 30 days, and you put it back with a bracha, and you have in mind all the other mezuzahs. The Rebbe encourages him to keep the classes of Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya.